Hello, everybody. Before this episode of the Intertidal Podcast starts, I'd like to say a huge thank you to everybody who's been listening. I just took a look at my analytics and saw that most of my plays come from Spotify. So if you're listening through Spotify, I appreciate it, and thank you for listening. I also got told which countries some of my viewers are from. Or listeners, and turns out I have one person from Germany. So whoever you are, and if you are still watching, I appreciate it. And there's one guy from God knows Ireland. So, guy from Ireland, hope your potatoes are growing good and hope your whiskey tastes stout. I guess I'll stop talking and go ahead and say one final thank you. I know I don't have a lot of episodes out, but this is fun to do occasionally, and it's fun to do just to like kind of sit down and talk, whether it seem like it's to myself right now when I'm recording. So again, thank you, and let's get on to the main episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Intertidal Podcast. I am your host, Hunter. We're here sponsored by fucking no one because nobody likes me and I kind of want money, but it's fine. Today we're joined by two people that I've needed to get on here for a long time and I've just been too lazy to do it. My friend Tesla, say Tesla.
It's me, Tesla.
And then my boy Peyton.
What's up?
So what's going on, boys? What's racking? I mean, we live in like basically the same neighborhood, but like what's going on? One of you's doing football, the other one's...
I don't know.
What do you do? You work?
Yeah, I work. I do stuff.
You do stuff. You get paid.
I hike.
You hike a lot. Yeah. Peyton, how's football going?
It's hot. I hate it, and I love it at the same time. It's a grind.
It's a grind. You gotta respect it. So, can't really do what I normally talk about. Usually I'll start off a podcast leaning into game things, but there's no games out.
It's Skate 4, if you do. No, yeah, because...
Well, I mean, we can talk about a little bit, because PlayStation had their reveal, Xbox had a game show, and EA had a game show.
Bro, I'm not even updated with it.
I'm not, I'm not fully updated with that yet.
Don't worry, I have no life. We'll do it. Okay, so I guess we can talk about... Starting off, EA teased a Skate 4... whether it will happen or not,
it's official this time.
Is it official?
It's official this time.
And it'll probably happen, which is good, because last Skate game was made in like 2009,
I think. 2009.
2009, yeah. So it's been the better part of 20 years.
It's been, well, I mean, yeah.
No, 11 years, sorry.
Yeah, I 11 mean, years. 9 years will be 20 years old.
So, yeah, that's about it. I don't really pay attention to EA after the, shambles. I apologize for the lawnmower in the background if that's even noticeable. We're currently sitting outside, outside podcast on a dock, just to kind of get that nice atmosphere. But going back on subject, Xbox released a game show. yeah, they announced the new Halo. Doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Don't get your hopes up. It doesn't look good. Master Chief looks fine. They're giving him a grappling hook. But the enemies look like terrible.
They're not doing the aliens?
They're keeping the elites and stuff like that, but they're sticking with the brutes. Let's see. They announced some other things, kind of like just smaller indie titles. Nothing too serious going on right now. They've officially announced the Xbox Series X a long time ago. So that's a thing. Now, PlayStation. I made the mistake of looking at PlayStation. The PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, if you haven't seen it.
It looks like a JoJo jacket.
It does. It doesn't look that good. They've announced a lot of games. Some of the games that were exclusive are going to... multi-platform, so I think Zero Horizon is coming to Xbox. I think that's not an exclusive anymore.
That's about it on the gaming side of things. Nothing's really been going on. This COVID's been slowing everything down like crazy.
We're probably not going to get a Horizon 5 this year, which I'm kind of mad about, but it's whatever, you know.
Horizon 4, we can make it work.
I like Horizon 4, so it's a nice game.
It's a nice game. So, anything going on with COVID with you boys?
Nah, I've been not grinding. I've been just binging pretty much Naruto. Rona.
Not really. I mean, well, like, first of all, I don't, like, necessarily really even care. So,
yeah.
Like, I just do whatever. It hasn't bothered me. I mean, yeah, sure, when everything was shut down, there's nothing to do, but I still just hike and stuff. You know?
I think everyone just kind of came to terms with it and just like, yeah, it's life now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, everybody knows that the United States is at, like, the top of the charts for cases currently.
It's not slowing down either.
I don't think it will. I mean, vaccines for this stuff can sometimes take years.
Yeah, but doctors have been on top of it. So
doctors have been on top of it.
Hopefully, because winter's coming up pretty soon. It's like in a couple months.
Yeah.
So, and the cases are probably going to spike again since it's winter time.
Most likely. Yeah, it's world's been in a whole mess, shamble. U.S. is currently on a little bit of a side quest that I don't want to bother getting into because I don't want you bastards at Twitter to cancel me because I really enjoy doing this. So
I'm a very open-minded person, but I don't lean anything towards politics because it's stupid. Both of the parties are toxic. I'm just kind of an open-minded person.
Yeah, I mean, it's personally, in my opinion, I don't want to touch on this long. I don't know. It's dumb to hate people over political decisions. You can conversate about it, but saying somebody should, you know, kill themselves or harm themselves over political belief
just shouldn't be alive is retarded.
It's stupid. That's my point on it. And that's all we'll do about politics. But, I mean, yeah, the corona, so I don't know. The different generations have been bickering. I know the boomers are dead set on, we made it past Nam. They pumped, Agent Orange into our lungs? Yeah, we're fine.
Agent Orange.
And then, I know our parents, which is, Generation X, my parents don't complain about it, but I know there's a lot of people out there who do just complain about, oh, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for the stuff we do at school, you do football, I know you guys probably don't have to wear face masks.
We do in the locker room, but that's it.
For bands, they require us to wear face masks. The only time we're allowed to have them off is when we're playing. It's not that hard to breathe out of it. Yeah, it's really not. I don't know why people make such a big deal out of it. Tesla, do you ever struggle breathing out of a face mask? I mean, where you work, I'm sure they require it.
I mean, yeah. I fucking hate wearing them.
They're not bad, though. I mean, what are you wearing, like, one of those ones that have, like, thick cloth in it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Get a surgical mask, dude. Those things are super easy. Or, like, get one of those,
Well, no, those, like, it's the same way. Because, like, I, like, work at fast food, so I'm running food out and stuff. And, you know, wearing a mask, you're not breathing as good as you would not wearing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's annoying, but it's something we gotta do, so annoying. I don't care, really.
Yeah.
The only problem is we have to wear them back to school. Which is fine, but it's just, I feel like it's going to be harder for the students since we have a large Hispanic population.
Mm.
It's going to be harder
anything we do directed at anybody is not intentionally racist. I'm going to point that out right now. This is a thing. If you get offended by it, we'll do our best next time. I'm sorry. Please go on. Just had to make that
I was
obvious.
Just saying, like, the Hispanics who are coming, like, to the country and maybe don't know a ton of English yet are going to struggle because they usually use our mouths to kind of see what we're saying, and the mask is covering it up. Especially because my mom teaches at Tadmore, which is in, East Hall.
Yeah, I know where Tadmore is.
So, yeah, she teaches second grade, and she's saying that, like, you know, it's going to be hard for the second graders, too.
Because they don't know English that well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I definitely see the disadvantages there are in wearing a face mask. I also see the advantages. When it comes to COVID, if you boil it down, COVID is basically the flu on steroids. That's basically all, really, any viruses at this point, whether it's the bird flu, the Spanish flu. It's all just the flu, and it's contracted through moisture. So, regardless if you can blow through a mask or not, it's still going to do its best to keep the moisture from leaving your mouth, which is the biggest thing I'm concerned about. I wear one of those. I know you've seen me wearing one of the cloth masks that wrap all the way around. Those help a lot. Those are really easy to breathe out of. They're not like a hassle. They don't tug on your ears. They're really easy to do.
I just usually wear whatever mask. Because we got these Atom masks. Mm-hmm. They're pretty comfortable. But they're like expensive.
Yeah.
But you know, because mask, apparently, if you hold a match a certain way from your mouth, and if you can blow it out, the mask is not effective. But if you can't blow it out, it's effective or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple. I've seen what you're talking about. I've seen them floating around when people will do, like, homemade, like, oh, look, my homemade one works. But that's, I see multiple videos where people use surgical masks. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And that's why I'm skeptical on those videos, but.
Dude, to be honest, though, I would rather wear a respirator.
A respirator?
Yeah, I don't care how ridiculous it looks. I mean, honestly, rather, because I can actually breathe through the damn thing.
Yeah.
So, honestly.
Yeah, it's a mess. Hopefully, it all blows over. We are halfway through 2020. We've been out of school for half a year.
We got March, right?
Like 4.5 months.
Yeah. 4.5, so almost half a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we're not going back until the 24th.
So yeah, I mean, we've been out a while.
Some schools have already gone back.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. I know my step siblings up north, they don't start until like the 31st.
Dang, you couldn't do that.
So.
No shit, really?
Yeah, there's some schools, dude, have already shut down. They're saying that, like, yeah, we're doing strictly online.
Oh.
Personally, I can respect the brick and mortar system where it's like you can choose to go. I know there's lots of people that are like, I do better at home, or I just, you know, I want to play it safe.
I can't do it.
And then you have the people who are just like, dude, I really miss the social environment. I mean, for me, it'd be difficult to do at home because I have that audio video thing where I have to sit there and edit videos, and that can take a ridiculous like amount of time, and I don't know, band gets in the way, so it's a whole mess and a half. I know three counties have officially said we're not doing school, done, nada, you guys are doing online. But yeah, 2020's just been a shit show this year. This is like, it's a curse. Like every year, anytime we hit a 20, it's terrible. Did you ever realize that? I'm pretty sure the Spanish flu was 1920.
Yeah.
The bubonic plague was somewhere in like the 17, not even like 1620s. Like 1320s.
You're talking about bubonic plague. Yeah.
The bubonic
like
1300s plague.
And
yeah, that was started at all those damn rats. It's just a mess. Anything in particular kind of shit on y'all's 2020 at all? Yeah, it's fine if you don't want to share. We respect opinions on the Intertidal Podcast, but anything kind of just slap you in the face, give you a black eye?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, not really. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you guys have just been chilling out. Yeah. So, let's see. What's happened? Let's go back on the start of 2020. Coronavirus started in China. Australian wildfires.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. The war on Iraq.
World War III almost starting.
That wouldn't happen in World War III.
Kobe.
Juice WRLD died recently.
Juice WRLD, yeah. What did he die of?
He died of a stroke.
Stroke, that's right. Corona hit even harder, went international. Whole political mess that went down in America.
Still going.
And then that bomb that went off.
There's a bomb that went off?
Not a bomb, there was a massive explosion. I can't remember where it was.
I've seen a video of
that. Dude, that thing
was
huge.
They don't know yet how it happened.
That thing was huge. People are speculating that, I've heard people say it was fertilizer, like, flammable?
Oh, yeah, fertilizer.
People were saying people set off fireworks in a place with a lot of fertilizer. And, I'm not closing the possibility. I'm very open to it. That explosion covered... It was a big explosion. You could see and feel it from over 50 miles away. This explosion was massive. There's people thinking it was a bomb because there's been some political tension in that country. It's feasible. If somebody's trying to start World War III, they're doing a damn good job. But yeah, that was just crazy to see that. I was like,
I think it might have been kind of like, you know, did you ever hear of, like, I don't know how long ago it was, that sugar factory that blew up? Because there's, like, so much of it, like, the factory blew up. It was, like, a huge explosion. I think it might be like that, but you're saying fertilizer and stuff. I mean, yeah, fertilizer is flammable, so that could just as well happen.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Very weird situation. Coincidentally, all in an election year. Everything happens on an election year, dude. I don't care which political party you support. Everything goes down on election year for some reason.
Because didn't something go down when Trump was running for his first time?
In 2016?
Yeah. I just don't remember what it was.
I know what you're talking about, because that's when BLM was used again. Or, like, for the first time that I've ever heard of it.
Maybe. I feel like there was another disease that, like, kind of took off.
I know... I think Africa had a little Ebola outbreak.
Ebola, that's what it was. Yeah, it was an Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, they had a pretty bad outbreak then. It's just, I don't know. Seems a little sus to me, but, you know, we're just a couple of stupid teenagers sitting here on a dock talking about this massive ass world. But anything else been going on? Anything to bring up for discussion? Anything just random out of the blue?
Not really.
Really? Yeah, it's just there's nothing going on, man. It's so boring. I mean, like, I don't know. I've been trying to look for a job, getting paid occasionally here and there. I'm gonna start saving up. It's a mess.
Well, you're almost 16, right?
Yeah, I'm about to turn 16.
You'll get a job easily then.
I'm still trying to get my my learners. I got a booklet for it finally. I just need to study it.
Yeah, the book could help me a lot. And hopefully I'm gonna get my
Drivers
this year. I already have a car and my uncle's gonna give me his old
Accord. You have a car?
My uncle's gonna give me his old Accord.
Dang.
I already have plans to like build it up and stuff.
Hell yeah,
like,
dude. I'm probably gonna be the last one out of all of us to drive, which I don't really care.
Wait, does it have any like stock turbos or anything? Or
no, it's just a base Honda Accord.
Oh, it's just a base Honda Accord.
I'm probably not gonna do anything for the engine for a while because I want to keep it reliable through high school.
So you just want to like do the body? And
I
want
to. I probably will do like an intake in it or something.
Do you think you might want to put a new exhaust system on?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely putting a new exhaust on. I'm gonna let that engine breathe. It's gonna scream because it's Honda.
This Honda's do be screaming. I hate those people that will drive down neighborhoods with their Honda with the exhaust cut off.
With their Civic just...
Yeah, just...
What?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. You're cool, asshole. Thanks. I didn't care.
Yeah, I have... mine already has subs in it. He's just said it needs a new battery.
Battery's so hard to
radio.
Get.
I think that's it.
Just get him... Fix the aux. Who needs a radio, honestly?
He said he's gonna get me... No, it's like the head system. Which he said he'll give me it for my birthday. Battery you can get, not
you
my
can get,
parents
you can get a
value.
Battery at like O'Reilly's.
Yeah, it's not gonna be expensive.
Those are easy. That's the easy part.
Yeah, that's true. And I might possibly be getting that 97 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yeah, I think
it's not the exact same as the one from the Fast and the Furious, because that one's a 95 GSX Eclipse, which the only difference between that and all the other Eclipses is that it's all-wheel drive. Huh. It's like the same engine. It's like a 4-cylinder 2-liter. So, yeah. But I'm definitely going to try and do a lot with that Eclipse, you know?
Speaking of 4-cylinders, there's this one 4-cylinder that a company in China made. I don't remember what the company is, because I saw it on Donut Media. They made a video about it, and they started out making bad cars, and they built up this race car. It's a 4-cylinder that's pushing over, like, 500 horsepower.
Really?
From a 4-cylinder, yeah.
Damn. You guys are fucking nerds, but I'd like to go ahead and say, if the podcast has any awkward cuts where we cut back and we have no idea what we were talking about beforehand, I think we just saw some lightning.
Yeah.
So
we might have to go.
We
to
this
Tesla's
this
house.
Might get cut short.
I think we're good
for a second. I haven't heard any thunder. It might just be a little heat storm.
Yeah, it's probably just heat. Because it didn't look like... It just looked like it was in the clouds. It didn't look like a bolt or anything.
We might be good, but if it gets cut awkwardly and we have no idea what we're talking about, that's why.
We can just go to Tesla's
house. Yeah.
It's like a walk.
I mean,
honestly, if it starts raining, I don't care. I'll stay out here.
You just don't want
your phone out here.
My phone's waterproof, dude.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That doesn't mean throw it in the lake. Don't do that. But it's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not getting that back.
I wouldn't bother getting it back. No. No. I know it's waterproof. I just.
Well,
To a certain depth, anything. It's just the pressure. But yeah, dude. It's just. Again, you guys are nerds about this car stuff. I'm kind of a car guy. I mean, the most I'm kind of just like, okay, if I get a car, I could go for a Jeep, like a nice Jeep. Dream car, definitely a Ford GT.
I love Ford GTs. They
don't make them anymore, or they do, but they're extremely rare. I know that one of my models that I really liked was a 2016. That was about it.
I like Ford GTs.
I'm not big on cars. Not my thing.
Yeah.
Not even cup of tea. You could look at like some Japanese cars or something.
I love JDM cars, man. I'll take a JDM car over a supercar any day.
Yeah, Japanese cars are pretty slick.
I can not all of them though. Like you don't want like a Japanese shitbox.
Yeah.
They call them.
Get one of those like Japanese cars from the 80s.
No, the Supra. The Toyota Supra.
Is that a Supra?
Oh, dude, I so want a Supra.
The Mark 4.
Mark 4, yeah.
Overrated, honestly, in my opinion. Because of how pricey it is. Same thing with the Skylines, the R32s. Mm-hmm. They're like at MSG price now again. They're like $20,000-$30,000 for like an older R32.
Yeah.
No, dude, what you want is a 99 GTR R34.
Oh, yeah.
The one from Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah.
You guys are over here talking about cars. My thing is music.
And I'm pretty sure they used the Toyota Supra Mark IV. I'm pretty sure that's the one they used in First Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was Paul Walker's, orange one. I have a model of it, and I built it up in Forza. Pretty sick.
I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
You haven't?
Oh, you should, dude. They're great, man.
Tokyo Drift is really good.
I'm in the process of watching the Terminator movies because I haven't seen those at all. Mm. And who doesn't love Arnold Schwarzenegger? I did a little bit of a marathon watching all the Predator movies, which was...
Predator, I see that movie's great. Okay.
Predator's a fun movie. There's the first one, hands down, one of the better ones. The newest one kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie. The newest one is... it's your classic... alien, Predator goes to Earth. Hybrid Predator comes to hunt it down. Mm-hmm. That's the basis of it. Nothing interesting. There's one that I really like. Spoiler alert, if you're a Predator nerd, I know you two don't really care. There's a movie where these humans get abducted, get completely blacked out from different, I guess, military heritage or not heritage backgrounds or criminal backgrounds. Get pass out, wake up skydiving. into this like Predator world, and they get hunted. It's a good movie. It's kind of just one of those Predator, you know.
Yeah.
Alien versus Predator is another good movie. You should watch those. Those are some great movies. But yeah, dude, shit, nothing's been going on. I'm really struggling with this. Just nothing has been happening.
I mean, I could talk about cars, music, whatever.
You can talk about anything you boys want.
I mean, yeah, this has pretty much just been fucking, like, anything random. Yeah,
I mean, you've just been working your ass off, it seems like, for, like, a little bit. You save any of your money, you blow it instantly.
You've been blowing it, bro.
Blow it instantly.
In between?
Nah, I don't fuck, I don't know.
How much do you have saved up?
Not much. Yeah. Tell him we're gonna rob you and like throw you into a lake and then take all your money.
I'm gonna grab you in your sleep. I'm gonna drag you down here. You're not gonna know where you are. Give me the money. I'm gonna stick your head in. You're gonna be basically like waterboarding. And that kind of stuff. But just random subject. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. How many what businesses do you think will like prosper, and which ones do you think will just like absolutely collapse? When this virus is done, I think the restaurant business is gonna fucking collapse, because so many people are at home and they're learning how to cook their own foods, because they have nothing better to do. So they're like, people are learning how to cook and they're finding these like new things that they enjoy doing.
No, I don't think the restaurant will collapse, because there's still like people who travel, and traveling is gonna be back up. So I don't think it will.
I think traveling is gonna be down.
It might not be as like big,
yeah,
but or it might get even bigger, who knows.
I know a lot of there's a lot of towns out there that focus primarily on like traveling and stuff like that. I think they're gonna struggle a lot, because I think people are gonna be scared to go places now, because this is kind of just like a start out in China. People were just like, they'll get it figured out, it's no big deal. And once it hit international, people were freaking out. I mean, people were beating each other up over getting toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It don't make any sense.
Wait, how did we even get a shortage in toilet paper?
I don't think there was... Here, my thing, there was never a shortage. People say there was a shortage because stores were scared to restock their paper stuff because of how fast they'd go away. So you could be at a store... And you know how sometimes they'll leave, like, the back doors to a store open?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it's, like, the storage? You'll see that shit sometimes. Like, the paper section will be empty, and you'll look back there, and there's toilet paper for fucking years. And, I don't know. I mean, there was a... people were saying there's gonna be a meat shortage.
Okay, there's gonna be a beef shortage. Because, what was it, a couple months ago, 2-3 months ago, Wendy's had to, like, pretty much... stop selling some burgers and stuff because they didn't have enough meat to make them.
Yeah. Loud ass frog over there. But, yeah, the meat is one of those things. My grandpa has cows, and he'll kill like 4 or 5 cows a year, sell their meat. And he can't do that this year because nobody wants to buy from him.
Well, yeah.
So, everything's very mixed match. I think one of the best businesses probably right now is your home care services, so like pest control, electricians, definitely plumbers. I know my stepdad is he does pest control for Jody Miller, which I'm pretty sure Jody Miller is an international or at least domestic in America company, but he's racking up, dude. He's having like his best year since he moved in that area. Because he's getting, like, so many stops a day. So many people are hearing bats and stuff in their houses. They're like, hey, yo, compadre, come get this.
Yeah, and, I don't know, these ants have been everywhere this year.
Yeah.
Ants and flies.
Hey, dude, ants and flies. I can't wait for this winter to roll around. It's going to be good. I think eventually this virus is going to go away somehow. It's good to see that people are getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I know there's lots of people out there who are really scared of coronavirus, but there's also a decent amount of people out there who aren't scared. They're just trying to look out for each other, which is something I can really respect. Because, I mean, you know, it's the flu. It might mess with your lungs if you've got bad lungs. But other than that, that's the basis of it. It's just the flu. And I'm not saying this to piss off any elderly people or people with, like, asthma or have difficulty breathing. You know, I'm just saying, this is something that happens. I mean, hey, the flu has killed more people, so far.
Yeah.
Than the coronavirus has, but I think the big thing with the flu is, there's vaccines for it. And, I was thinking about this the other day. It's gonna be really awkward. Because you know how there's anti-vax parents out there, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can respect their decision. Sometimes you're like, you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think when there's a vaccine released, I think that's going to start become a big thing again. Is, you know, don't vaccinate your kids. This vaccine for COVID will give them autism.
Some crazy thing you can't just develop in life.
Yeah, it's a autism's genetics.
You're born with it.
Yeah, you're born with it. You just can't just develop it.
Like we said, like, we had biology this year, and we went into, like, chromosomes and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no way your chromosomes can just be like, oh, well, you have autism
no
now.
No physical way. Once your chromosomes... The way you're born and the way your chromosomes are set, sure, there can be a defect, but they're never going to change.
Yeah.
You can get doctors to kind of, I guess, influence them to change, but they're never going to change on their own. Things like that.
Which we don't know too much about it. We just went into, like, kind of basics of it.
Yeah, but I mean, genetics goes far. Oh, it's, have you gotten your schedule yet?
They keep putting them up and taking them down. Some people have got it, and then they had them up for a second again, and then they took them down because they weren't finalized or something.
Yeah. See, my thing is when they put them on Infinite Campus, that's when I'm going to be like, all right, this is my schedule.
They did that. Some people got them, but...
I haven't.
Yeah, I tried, and then... Because I don't think it's the full thing yet.
I was talking to some people. I'm like, hey, I haven't gotten my... my thing yet, and they're like, oh, try Launch Point, because there's some people who are getting them on Launch Point. And I go to Launch Point, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did I get German? I want to have German.
I got automotive this year, which I'm happy about.
Nice. I know I'm going to have honors chemistry, which is going to be fun, because I probably get to be with the cringy smart kids.
I didn't get honors. Somehow Tesla got honors, but...
How?
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
Because you had that month where you were just like, no.
Yeah, because I got my heart broken.
Yeah.
And it's not an excuse. I should have just kept going, but, like, I just kind of, like, stopped doing my work pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got... Same shit happened to me over the summer. Girl I've been dating for a year and a half was kind of just like, sorry, don't love you anymore. I'm gay. Bye. I'm not going to say her name. If she listens to this podcast for some stupid reason, you know who you are, bitch. I don't care. But yeah, I mean, personally, I think heartbreak is never a good excuse. But I mean, you never see it as, like, people who have never gone through the thing never know how it feels. So, like, someone like Russell.
Yeah.
If he listens to this, I appreciate it, bud, by the way. He was really trying to help me. You know, he was kind of just like, dude, just get over it. I mean, just don't talk to her, block her. Which I struggled with for a while. And at the end of the day, I was kind of just like, you know, maybe he's just being kind of an asshole to me. But the longer I thought about it, the more I realized, like, hey, you know, this really helped. I'm over it. I blocked her on everything. I don't talk to her. I've blocked all of her friends. I don't want anything to do with her. You know, she can be happy and gay by herself. That doesn't bother me. I'm talking to somebody else. I found somebody who... you know, actually gives a shit about me.
No shit, really?
Yeah, man. So, I mean... God, this thunder. There's like lightning. There's no sound, but it's just like...
It's just heat. Just heat. Because it's starting to cool down now.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cooling down. Yeah, man. It's, 2020 is the year of years. I remember on New Year's, I was excited. I was like, dude... Fuck 2019. I'm so glad this year's over and done with.
I was too. I'm like, I'm a new person.
And, oh yeah, come to find out, half, like, a month into this year, it's 10 times worse. You know, what are the chances, you know? I mean, for a lot of people, last year was a fairly good year.
Not me.
I personally had an okay. There's lots of ups and downs. I'm sure you had your ups and downs as well. It was crazy, man. I know it's a very stereotypical, like, Zoomer thing to say. 2015. After 2015, everything was bad. 2016.
Yeah.
Were the last good years that I remember. That's basically before Fortnite, when Minecraft was a thing, when you had YouTubers that you could actually, like, look at and be like, yo, these people practically, like, showed me my values, you know, and, yeah, man, after 2016, that's when it all went downhill after that, all of it. Whether you think going downhill is the political side or the personal side, regardless, pretty shit year. Pretty shit year. But, yeah, what else is there? Any new cars that come out that you guys are like, yeah, I'd drive that thing. I'd pick up chicks in that car.
Not that I can think of.
Oh, no.
I'll let you two discuss this.
Really, I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention to newer cars. I've really been focusing on more older cars and just, like, looking at them and their tuning possibilities and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Yeah, man. What about you, Tesla?
I don't know. I haven't been really, hell, I don't know. The only car I've been looking at is, like, Mitsubishi's. And let's say if I'm not to get that, I want to try and look for Nissan 350Z, something like that.
Yeah,
350Z, pretty cool.
Dude, low key, when I get my first car, I'm just like, I don't care if it's a cheap car to begin with. I just want to get a place to I can get from home to work to school back to home.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if it's a $300. I mean, I kind of care if it's a $300.
Well, $300 car. Yeah. If it's most like likely a, buying just the body of a car.
If it's like a $700-$900 car,
you're still probably gonna be buying a car that has no engine.
As long as it has no, you can get some steals.
You can get some, like, decent short-term cars for
price. You just gotta, it just depends on where you're looking at a car for.
Yeah.
Like, let's say if it's eBay or something, most likely it's a car with no engine or something like that. Because I saw, like, a Mazda RX-8, I think it was. It was, like, $700. The body looked really good, but it had, like, no engine and shit. So,
yeah. That's, yeah, I mean, my dad, at the beginning of the year, he was like, Hunter, I'll make you a deal. Next year, if you get all A's, I'll either get you a $2,000 gaming computer or a $2,000 car.
You should get a car.
I thought about it, and I was like, a car, personally, a car is one of those things, I want to get it when I know I'm going to be working, and I know I'm going to be able to pay it off and things like that. If I get a car now, that's just going to push me to work immediately. Which, yeah, I'm looking for a job, but I mean, at the time, I was kind of just like, you know,
like,
I don't want to be working my ass off just yet.
But like, if you're looking for like a 2,000, you're gonna have to look pretty hard, you know, because that's the lower budget range. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, for a high schooler,
like, for a high schooler, but like, you know, you still want to find something decent. You know, you don't want to get something that's gonna break down every day.
Facebook Market, you can find some good stuff.
Dude, Facebook Marketplace is the black market of Facebook.
I mean, I found like Integras are like $900, and all they need is like not a lot of work at all, like barely cheap parts just need to be. There's like, I found one for $900. The body could use a little bit of a touch up, and I think one part that didn't cost a lot just needed to be replaced, but that was it.
Yeah, I did Facebook Marketplace. You know those? You ever remember as a kid going to like Walmart, walking through the Lego section, and you'd see like these displays of like the Legos like already pre-built?
Yeah.
You can buy those, bro, like off of Facebook Marketplace. I don't know how these people get them.
But why would you want to do that?
Because they look cool.
There's no fun in buying it built already.
Dude, low key, I've been thinking about buying a Lego set just to put it together and just mess around. It's entertaining. Regardless of what age you are, you could say it's for kids. But I mean, I think it'd be cool to put together like a massive like Star Wars build, like the Death Star.
Oh yeah, I'm Star Wars. I have all kinds of Legos.
Dude, I do too. I still have them.
I got rid of mine, which I was retarded.
If I were to scrounge up all of my Legos, I'm sure there's at least one that's decently priced.
Definitely.
I used to have like, I don't know if you remember, but when they first started doing like Star Wars like clones, you had the helmet. Didn't have any print on it. Where the visor would be, they'd cut it out, and you'd have a base black head.
Yeah.
I had like 50 of those, and I lost a lot of them, and I only have one left.
Yeah, I remember those heads.
They did the same thing with stormtroopers, and I have like snowtroopers with those.
Or like they had like a little square on, like a face on one side and a little black square on the other.
Yeah, I had a scout trooper. Tesla, this is, you probably don't know what the hell we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But there, I had a scout trooper where it was basically like that. And I was, dude, I remember as a kid, I thought that was the coolest shit. I got that, doing that and getting Mega Blocks. Getting, like, Halo Mega Blocks.
I never got those.
Dude, I'd get, like, I'd go to Walmart, and I'd get, like, because I remember as a kid, you'd think $10 is a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of money.
So, I'd go to Walmart with my $10, and I'd get one of the Halo ODST, like, mystery drop pods. And I'd get a random ODST, and I thought that was the coolest shit.
I do remember one time I saw this Lego Ninjago thing, and I begged my parents to get it. It was, like, a $3 thing at Target. And my mom said no. And then, like, I was, like, chilling out in my room, my dad came in, he's like, alright, let's go to Target. I was like, what? And then we went and got it, and I got, like, I think it was a Red Ninja that I got. Pretty cool.
Dude, I'm, in my opinion, the people who did a lot of Lego stuff and liked a lot of Legos are the people who go through their teen years that look at, like, Funko Pops and stuff like that. I love Funko Pops. Funko Pops are pretty cool. I think they're awesome. When I get older, and I have, like, a house, and I have an office, my office is gonna be computer, gaming things.
You have that wall of Funkos.
I'm gonna have a wall of Funko Pops, most likely. I'm gonna have a shelf, which, you know what Elemental Knives are?
Yeah.
I might start getting a monthly subscription from them.
Yeah.
Or just, I know they sell these, like, big boxes that come with, like, a ton of knives. And I think those are really cool. So, I don't know, dude. It's crazy to think that I'm turning 16, I think we're all around that age. I know, Tesla, you're the youngest, you just turned 15.
Yeah, dude, July 14th.
Is Tristan the youngest?
Tristan's the youngest.
Tristan's the youngest.
He turned 15 August 3rd, which was 6 days ago.
Dang. So, I mean, altogether, in 5 years, we're all going to be adults, and we're all going to be working, we're going to be out of high school, we're going to have, like, our own lives.
That's scary.
Hell, if some of us are lucky enough, we're going to start our own goddamn families.
That's scary. Jesus.
Yeah, man, it's insane to think about. I remember this was the last year, it wasn't that long ago, but I remember last year as a freshman thinking, dude, being an adult is so far away, I don't even have to worry about it. Beginning of freshman year, we're sophomores now.
I can't, like, even in football, I'll still think, oh, it's okay, I'm still a freshman. And I'm like, oh, no, never mind, I'm a sophomore now.
Yeah, dude. Low-key, a lot of the freshmen that have come up, I want to beat the shit out of.
The new ones?
There's this one kid in band who, I haven't even met this kid, and he instantly starts messing with me. I have to grab this kid's arm, and I'm like, dude, you need to chill out. I don't even know who you are. You don't play my instrument. Leave me alone and stop taking my hat off my head.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And he leaves me alone for the day. And we're going and we're doing our warm-ups. We're doing our leg exercises.
You do leg exercises? Oh, yeah, because you have to carry it on.
We carry an instrument and we march. Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, like all calves, baby. And this kid is sitting there doing nothing. And I'm like, dude, I want to beat this kid to oblivion. And, dude, the freshman. There's one kid who I was like, you're supposed to get to the yard line in a certain amount of steps. Typically, it's 8.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid was he wasn't getting there on time. And I was like, hey, man, it looks like you're not getting there on time. Try to take bigger steps. Because, you know, this is how the seniors last year treated us freshmen.
Yeah.
They're kind of just like,
yeah, this year, I miss the seniors so much. It's so weird without the seniors this year.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they were really nice to us, so we feel obligated to do the same. And these freshmen coming up, and we're like, hey, man, trying to help him out. And they're like, okay, Dad.
The rat.
I wanted to punch him in the face, dude. We had this, so when the 8th graders came up while we were freshmen to look at the high school, they were coming into the audio-video lab.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, there's about,
oh yeah, you told
over,
me about
there's
this.
Over probably like $1 million of equipment in that area. These kids were coming in, like, slamming drinks, like water and sodas, and eating and spilling it all over the floor.
I'm gonna get out of my class.
Dude, someone's gonna die this year. And I think it's the big thing with freshmen. I remember I didn't struggle with it that much. But I think this year there's gonna be a lot of freshmen who think they're hot shit. And then they're gonna get, like, the literal pulp beaten out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna realize that they can't do that here.
I came into freshman being, like, scared. like the scenes.
And then, I was kind of scared, yeah. And then
now I just kind of talk to them like they're nothing, like not like they're nothing, but like
yeah. you know them and they weren't what you thought they were gonna be.
Adults to me.
I remember in band when we did band camp, I was super scared of a lot of the seniors. These two guys, these guys named Joseph and Jared, come up to me. These two guys are the nicest dudes. They come up to me, they're like, "Hey man, how you liking marching band so far?" I'm like, "I mean, I haven't been here long, but I'm enjoying it a lot." These guys are sitting here talking to me, having a normal conversation. And you know, I'm sure it's the same way with football, but when you're in band, it's like, it's really nice knowing, like walking down the hallway on like a Friday before a game, seeing like people you know, like, yeah, we're in the band, I know that kid, we're cool. Hell, it helped a lot.
It helped a lot. The best, especially during football season.
Oh, dude, it was...
We wore our jerseys and stuff, and then the night came, and then it was just, the band was going, the crowd was...
Yeah, man.
The North Hall game was probably one of the favorite games, and the West Hall one, the last game.
Those were good times, man. I think if this Corona thing is going to keep going, I think I'm going to remember freshman year forever, because I don't think anything will be able to beat freshman year.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, yeah, such good times.
I wish I was able to finish it out.
Yeah, dude, I wish I finished it out. Such good times. Like, Tom Cho's class.
That was awesome.
I love Tom Cho's class. Miss Worley was great.
Because Tom Cho's was always right after, and then it was me, you, and Tesla just hanging out pretty much.
Yeah, dude.
Because Mr. Tom Cho was like, pretty chill, as long as you didn't talk while he was teaching and got your work done.
Yeah,
he
just
was fine with
his
you.
Class was so easy, dude. Miss Worley, Tesla, me and you had Miss Worley. You didn't have you had her, but you didn't have our class.
I was a class like right after
that. Oh dude, it was so fun. She was the chillest teacher. It was really easy to understand a lot of stuff. I remember in the beginning I kind of struggled a little bit, mm-hmm. but eventually I got my shit on and I was like, all right, I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Miss Worley thought I had like a nicotine addiction, because I'd have to go to the bathroom every day in her class. She's like, because this is like after I broke up, because she didn't start suspecting it until I guess after me and my ex broke up. She's like, "You need to go to the bathroom and get your fix." I'm like, yeah, jokingly, obviously. I'm like,
"Yes."
No, I'm not even Jewel. It's stupid. She's like, "Mm-hmm." Go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay.
Let's see. I had McIntyre, dude, McIntyre, I miss him. I can't wait to see him this year. That man's like a second father to me. My math teacher, Miss Conley, she was iffy. I don't think she liked me that much. There was one time where Sophia was talking crap about the the varsity football team, and I was sitting there and I was like, I was kind of just like, yeah, I mean, they have lost a decent bit of games. She hears me say that one thing, and she's like, "Hunter." And this is right after Merck. This is like 2 days. This is the day after Merck happened. And she's like, "Hunter, we don't sit here and talk crap about the band, so you don't need to sit here and talk crap about the football team." And I look at her, I'm like, what?
Yeah, because she's married to one of the coaches.
Yeah, like the head coach, right?
No, not the head coach.
I thought it was the head coach.
One of the head coach's kids. Because okay. There's three Conleys. There's head coach Conley, Jake Conley, and Logan.
Aren't they all brothers?
Head coach is Logan and Jake's father.
Oh, I got you. I don't know, dude. It was like, it was just like, I hate when that shit happens, when you get in trouble for shit you don't do. But, dude, gym and health, I hated gym and health. I had the worst teacher. She hated me. She was one of those teachers that tried to make friends with the jocks and the sporty kids.
Uh-huh.
Let them do less work than, like, kids like, say, me and James.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get they do sports, but that shouldn't excuse them from doing the same thing we do.
No, Coach Samples, I love him, but I love him. Like, he was one of the, because I had him for help. It was me, Cole, Angel, Edwin, and Dylan.
Yeah.
And I remember always him, like, giving me higher expectations because I played football, which mm-hmm. I was fine with.
Yeah.
He pushed me to get better. So I'm going to miss him because he retired this year.
I mean, I had Miss Crumley. She didn't push any of the sports kids. She got on to the kids who weren't athletic. I don't want to body shame any of girls out there, but she'd particularly like yell at the girls who were
a little on the bigger side.
Like on the bigger side. And I'm like, they physically can't do it the same as everybody else.
I mean, they're trying. Cole lost weight. Cole was starting to look good.
Dude,
I'm not gonna lie.
Until he hit that autistic.
I was sitting there, because Cole was doing, we were warming up.
Yeah.
And this girl from the, because we had some of the kids from the special class come work out with us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing warm-ups, and Cole was looking down, and the girls decided to walk. And she, like, he ran into her, and, like, she fell over and started crying. And I felt so bad for Cole, because he was just sitting there like, oh, no. And all the teachers were being like, it's okay. I could see, like, just like that.
Yeah.
Cole felt so bad for
dude,
that.
I would have been like, I'm going to hell.
I was fine until I look over at Angel. And then Angel's dying laughing, and I start laughing a little bit because I'm like, Angel, you're so messed up, but this is not funny.
I would have laughed. I would have laughed so hard. I went over to Cole's house after one of our morning practices. Man, I don't...
Oh, the nosebleed?
Yeah, the nosebleed. He had a really bad nosebleed. I don't care. It didn't bother me, but I like to pick on him because he was trying. He fell asleep like half the time. So me and Russell, we were on his TV and we sat there and we watched some memes for forever. And I swear, me and Russell have never laughed so fucking hard in our entire lives. Like, dude, Russell's massive.
What do you mean?
He's like 6'3", dude.
He grew.
Dude, he's so tall. That man's massive. James is like an inch taller than me. I think he's like 6 foot. Cole's 6 foot.
Wait, you're 5'11"?
I'm around 5'11", yeah. It's just, dude, everybody's so fucking tall. I'm the short kid in the group now.
Bro, me and you have always been the short kids. We hung out with Tristan and Tesla and Ricky, who are like, Tristan's like 6'3", Tesla, yeah. You're like what, 6'2", and Ricky's
yeah,
like 6'1", and me with my 5'7" ass over here, and then you're like 5'9", so.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I grew. I mean, last time I measured myself, I was like 5'10 and a half.
No way.
So, it doesn't seem plausible.
Oh, God. Yeah. About that, yeah.
Oh, it's dark. I'm scared. I'm going to fall into the fucking lake.
I think I grew up a little bit.
Tesla, you're just... I don't know, you're Dutch. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You got that Dutch blood.
Freaking 6'3", wearing a size 14 sneaker.
Yeah.
And wide. You have to get dad shoes.
Yeah, dude, you got some massive ass feet.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. I got, like, these are size 10s.
I wear a size 10 also.
Look at this dude. I know the audience can't see this. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
This man's massive. I wear size 10s.
Which is like average.
Yeah, it's like
it's like above average. I think the average shoe size is like 5'8", I think. I mean, just not 5'8", a size 8.
That's
not 5'8".
I know.
Eight.
I think 10's average for our age. Most of the people I talk to say they have a 8 or like 8 through 10.
Yeah.
Unless you're Tesla or like Will O'Neil.
Yeah, Will wears like a size 11.
So, I mean, most of the top. I know James has the same shoe size as me.
James is taller than us.
He gave me his Converse, dude. I have James Converse.
I like my Converse. Comfortable.
I need to wear my Vans and Converse more. I think my Converse, I used to mow my lawn and stuff like that, so they're totaled. They have grass and green, and they're just nasty. Vans, I haven't touched much. I need to.
I ruined both of mine because...
Yeah, because you fell on your penny board?
No. These are the ones I fill with my penny board.
Ah.
The ones I have on now. My low tops, my old schools.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla was like, oh, let's go hiking. It's gonna be easier than the creek. Yeah, I destroyed those because we had to walk through like muddy water and stuff.
Oh.
And then my Converse, we went down to the creek and I just like touched my foot in the water and like, oh well, just started walking in the water and there was sand and stuff on them, so I had to vacuum them out.
Did you show him that spot on the creek we go to?
Yeah.
That's where
we went.
Nice. Yeah, first time we went down there, I found some guy shoot. There was like a bunch of gun shells. I pick up this shotgun shell. I'm like, is this a slug? It was like a 12 gauge buckshot. There was I think there was 5.56 rounds.
I found a 45. No. Yeah, I think it was a 5.5. It was a smaller round that I found. And then there's just a pile of shotgun shells in one area.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know, people hunting and stuff.
Yeah, I think we're around pretty popular.
That area, you go down that creek, it opens up into that field, you follow it down further, it goes to the lake.
Yeah, because, the field that we went to.
Yeah, if you go down that stream further, it starts to widen out and it opens up into the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because there's also like a lot of deer and rabbits in our neighborhood that just wander out. Just randomly.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't be surprised if it's a big area.
We live in a massive area. There's lots of trails everywhere. Right by my new neighbor's house.
Oh yeah.
There's a big trail back there. We played airsoft back there, but if you go further over, there's a trail, and he said he's been down there a couple times.
Yeah, those two new houses they're building in the neighborhood.
We're going fast, bruh.
Yeah.
Got that shit done. And one of them's already got walls.
And then there's
painted
the
walls.
There's the one in Eagle. Eagle's
yeah, like
it's at
the beginning. That thing's.
They built like two or three houses, and then they're still building in our neighborhood.
That's crazy. I don't know about you guys, but Mexicans can get shit built. Like, you need something built, fucking get some Mexicans on that, you're done. In a week.
They're fast, man.
They're
hard workers. I respect them for that.
I respect them, too. I mean, the two houses, they started those two houses at the same time.
Yeah, and they're pretty much almost
done. They're pretty much built. Like, the ones here.
Yeah.
Around us.
It's taken, like, a month to pretty much get almost everything done.
But, we're officially entering the,
Heads-up stage.
I don't know what Anchor calls that, but, been 55 minutes. I think I'm gonna cap it off here. I'll try to make another episode soon. The next guest I'm probably gonna have is, either gonna be my friend Russell, or my trumpet leader, Anthony. So if you guys hear that, get in contact with me. I'll try to do something. Get me sponsors. I can get sponsors. No G Fuel. I don't want G Fuel. I need money.
You're not that big yet, but...
I might be. I can activate sponsors.
Yeah, but you're probably going to get small companies.
That's fine. I'll get Jody Miller. anyways, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Intertidal Podcast. Make sure you can find me, which most of you do. Spotify. I'm on Apple Music.
Anywhere you can find podcasts.
Yeah, anywhere you can find podcasts, this app distributes it. Big thank you to Anchor for making these podcasts really easy to do. And, thank you for listening. And now time to hear the Anchor lady talk about the podcast and that it was filmed here. So thank you for listening. Everybody have a great rest of 2020.